You've been on the workshop, you've read the book, you've done the course, you understand the principles, but somehow they're just not part of you yet. Your old behaviours are still there, and these new ideas are just not integrating into your psyche. So how do you get them in? Jessica McGregor Johnson, author of Remembering Perfection, has some tips.
First thing, pick one thing. I think what often happens is that we go to a workshop or read a book or whatever, and you think if you can do all that, your life would be sorted. But the problem is with that is that you actually never start because it all feels a bit overwhelming. And so what I always say is pick one thing in your life, and I'm just going to say picking gratitude because that's an easy one to start with. And then you start to see, well, how could I maybe just start to bring that into my everyday life? Where could I perhaps be more grateful? Or if, example, if you wanted to have your intuition working for you on a more louder level, because we always have an intuitive voice. Now, whether we listen to it or not is a different matter. So I always start with people with intuition. If you want to develop your intuition, listen to the voice that says, oh, go back and get your checkbook, because that's intuition. We sometimes think that a lot of these things in workshops and books are a bit kind of like special, but actually they're really everyday. And that's one of the keys to realise that this is something that integrates into your life any moment of the day if you're aware of it. And so the first step, fantastic, go on the workshop, read the book, whatever. Second step, take one thing and start to see how it actually does crop up in your life. Start looking for it.
Now, what about if it's something where you want to get rid of a particular behaviour? So rather than adding a behaviour, like listening to intuition or being grateful, you want to get rid of something that you keep doing that's really annoying.
It's about being aware of it. So what I always say to people is if you want to do something differently, firstly, work out how you'd like to be different. For example, if you want to not react in a certain way, maybe there's one person who always rubs you up the wrong way. Now, what you can do in that situation is say, okay, I'm going to focus on that right now. Now, next time when that happens, how would I really like to respond rather than react? Because the difference between reaction and response is reaction is completely unconscious. You just do it and then you go, oh no, I did it again. Whereas response has that nanosecond of kind of thought before you do something. Now, what I often say in that kind of situation with somebody, if you want to change a behavior, is our bodies are great feedback mechanisms. And we get a particular physical sensation when something annoys us or rubs us up the wrong way or something like that. So start to say, okay, when I feel that beginning to happen in my body, let that be an alarm bell for me to take a deep breath and work out, no, I don't want to go down that old road anymore. I'd like to do this differently. And I think that's one of the easier ways to notice when we're about to go down an old pattern.
If you start to do that, you're sort of aware and you do these little tiny steps and so on, how long do you think it's going to take before you actually have any kind of major change that's really having an impact on your life?
I think it takes a little while. I think it depends on how vigilant you are and how vigilant you want to be. I've seen people have kind of very deep insights once they've realised why they do something and what they do and turn it around very quickly. Sometimes it also just means a little bit kind of trying again, trying again, trying again. That the key is not to give up, to be really honest. And another thing that I think is really important is to acknowledge yourself when you do it the way you want to do it. We often spend, you know, an evening and going, oh, that went wrong today, that went wrong today. Oh, God, I did that again today. And instead of doing that, spend the last 5 minutes of the day going, actually, I did that right today. Because I kind of tend to think we're rather like children in some ways. And it's like praising a child. If you praise the child will do it again. So praise yourself. Acknowledge yourself for the little steps you take. And that has a big effect on wanting to take them again. Because you start to feel good about yourself. The whole thing about all this, I mean, for me, kind of spirituality is about what gives your life meaning, in effect. And all these things are about having a more meaningful life and a more fulfilled life. So be kind to yourself. We beat ourselves up so quickly, but often we don't praise ourselves.
That's Jessica McGregor Johnson. Her book, Remembering Perfection, is published by Academy Press.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.